USA News, I'm Corey Myers. A federal judge in Florida temporarily blocking the Biden administration from using emergency parole powers for some migrants at the U.S. southern border. The policy would have temporarily paroled asylum seekers into the U.S. to help ease overcrowding at immigration holding facilities. Former President Donald Trump attacking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in a new ad. In a video posted yesterday, he said,
"The problem with Ron DeSanctimonious is that he needs a personality transplant, and those are not yet available."
Trump also called the governor's recent foreign travels a total bomb.
"They didn't even know what he was doing there. What are you doing here, Ron? Why are you here? It was a mess."
DeSantis has yet to officially declare his candidacy for president. Elon Musk has confirmed a former NBC Universal executive will be Twitter's next CEO, Musk announcing that Linda Yaccarino will take over business operations for the social media platform. Yaccarino resigned effective immediately at NBC Universal to take the Twitter job. Well, they say there's no business like show business, except when the writers are on strike. The Tony Awards are not being televised this year for that very reason. It's not clear if the awards will be postponed or be presented in a non-televised production, but the Tony Awards Management Committee will hold an emergency meeting on Monday. Grab some tortilla chips or toast. No injuries, thankfully, reported after a semi-tractor trailer carrying tons of avocados crashed on a Pennsylvania highway. Troopers say the crash happened around 8 a.m. yesterday after that driver failed to negotiate a curve on I-81 in Harrisburg. This is USA News.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. 800-913-5404 now. I'm here with spokesman for the firm, John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call in.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here with you. We always enjoy answering the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-913-5404.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now to speak with a live agent for free. Call 800-913-5404.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
The Florida Panthers getting closer to the Stanley Cup after shutting down the Toronto Maple Leafs with a 3-2 victory. Nick Cousins made the winning goal in overtime yesterday to send Florida to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 1996. The Panthers will face the Carolina Hurricanes next week in the finals. North Carolina police officers made an arrest with the help of a herd of cows who were happy to rat out a suspect hiding in their pasture. The town of Boone Police Department said the suspect, later identified as Joshua Minton, fled from officers during a traffic stop, eventually abandoning his car and running. Apparently, cows do not want suspected criminals loitering in their pasture and quickly assisted officers, leading them directly to where the suspect was hiding. Scott Bayo says he's done with the West Coast. He moved his family to Florida after living in California for the last 45 years, saying, "Florida is pretty much what America was like 50 years ago. It's just people hanging out. Everything's wide open. It's free. The people that I meet are all just nice. I mean, no place is perfect, but it's just a different feel here." The sitcom star, best known for his roles in Charles in Charge and Happy Days, cited the homelessness problem in California as one reason he left. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.